This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Support for Reveal comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/reveal. That's odoo.com/reveal. Odoo. Modern management made simple.
When somebody needs a pipe on 57th Street, we're paying more, really, for that pipe in the Bronx.
From the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX, this is Reveal. I'm Al Edson. We've been working our way across the country, talking about water inequity this month. The story on everyone's mind right now is out west, where people are dealing with drought and water is running out. But even in areas where there's plenty of water, it can be expensive. New York City gets more than 50 inches of rain and snow a year, but the cost of its water has almost tripled over the past 15 years. Reporters Kat Aaron and Matthew Sherman from public radio station WNYC explain why.
Qué lindo este calle. Las flores.
Maria Munoz and her husband raised 3 kids in the small condo they bought 20 years ago. It's up the hill from a subway stop in the South Bronx, and I was a little overheated when she let me in.
You want water? Yeah, that would be great. Thank you.
She handed me an icy bottle of Poland Spring from her freezer.
Of all the things to offer, water.
Bottled water is much more expensive than tap water. But for Maria, the bills for tap water have grown out of control.
Era incontrolable. Me tiraban billes fuertes, otros más medianos, pero siempre mucho. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maria says the rates began to climb about 10 years ago. She's done everything she can think of to cut back. She has a washer-dryer in her small kitchen.
Before, but now, no use it. Because yo tengo miedo ya de usar el agua.
But she takes the family's clothes to the laundromat.
Porque mejor yo pagar este cora para lavar.
She says it's better to pay in quarters than get a bill that she can't predict.
Maria's husband used to run a newsstand. Then he got sick. Her family now lives on about $1,400 a month. The mortgage is $565. They pay $175 a month for maintenance and about $100 a month for water.
Yes, she's checked her meter to see if her pipes leak. I checked too. We crowd into the utility closet to verify that, indeed, when the taps are off, the meter doesn't run.
No está trabajando nada, ¿verdad? Rosa,
dígame.
Ábrame el agua.
Okay.
Look, you're working now.
The only possible culprit we could find was a slow drip in one toilet.
No. Cuando haga pipi, no lo baje ahora. Lo baja después, cuando vuelva otra vez a usarlo.
She tells her son that when he goes to the bathroom, don't flush it. She'll flush later when she uses it the next time.
Maria owns her condo and pays her own water bill, but most New Yorkers rent. High water rates affect them in a different way.
Take this 5-story building in the Bronx. It was built in the 1920s, and its lobby is adorned with marble trim and mosaic floor tiles. But it's a little grimy.
In the 1970s and 80s, it went through some very tough times, where it was nearly abandoned.
John Riley is with a nonprofit group that operates affordable housing in the Bronx. They took over the building in 1980.
The water bills have become, over the years, a much bigger factor in the building's finances than they were. They used to be a nuisance tax at first. People didn't even realize you paid for water in New York City, but now you pay big time for water in New York City.
John says last year, water bills were more than 10% of this building's income.
In some buildings now, we're close to that's what it costs us to put fuel in the building.
In New York, landlords in rich neighborhoods often pay a smaller percentage of their rental income for their water than landlords in poor neighborhoods do. One study found that a building on the prosperous Upper East Side that's similar to the five-story one in the Bronx we just looked at spends only 3% of its rental income on water bills. Jim Buckley is from the University Neighborhood Housing Program, which conducted that study.
What buildings are paying for water in the Bronx is substantially higher than other sections of the city.
The reason, Jim says, is that even though rents are lower in poor neighborhoods, each apartment uses more water because more people are squeezing into each unit. And bigger households mean more showers, more cooking, more flushing of toilets. Plus, the cost of water per gallon has tripled over the last 15 years.
We looked at the numbers over the past 10 years for New York City rent-regulated buildings. They showed that water bills have on average increased faster than the cost of heat, fuel, labor, and even real estate taxes. Jim says that's put nonprofit groups that run their own buildings in a bind.
The goal is to try to create larger units, more two-bedroom, three-bedroom units to try to house larger households. And you have more people in the apartments living there year-round and using, you know, more water.
About 15 years ago, New York City began undertaking major projects, like a water treatment facility and a filtration plant, in order to comply with federal clean drinking water mandates. That's why affordable housing advocates say high water rates are unfair to low-income people. Here's John Riley.
The real cost to the city that's been escalating is not that water. The real cost that's been escalating are all of the infrastructure that they have to provide to get the water to us. So when somebody needs a pipe on 57th Street, we're paying more, really, for that pipe in the Bronx.
The water bills also pay for sewage treatment and for containing stormwater runoff, rain that has nothing to do with these apartment buildings, but runs off the city's streets and parking lots, picking up dirt on the way and polluting the city's rivers and bays. With a few exceptions, the only way the city covers these costs is through the water bills.
Operators of those buildings are saying that it's too big a percentage of the budget now has to go for water.
So as a result, landlords postpone maintenance. They might paint less often or take a few more years to replace a boiler, raising the risk it could break down in the middle of winter and leave tenants without heat. City officials say they're open to considering ways to reduce the burden on low-income buildings and property owners. Federal regulators like Judith Enck are the ones who prompted all this infrastructure.
You know, we're concerned about the impact on low-income New Yorkers with fixed incomes.
Enck is the regional administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency for New York and New Jersey.
We don't want to see water rates going up, but at the same time, you need to make investments in your drinking water infrastructure or you will pay the price later. People should not get sick from drinking their water.
Judith Enck says Congress should give more federal funding to help local water companies make sure their product is safe. In cities around the country, water rates have climbed in recent years, in part because of the federal mandates to overhaul aging sewers and treatment plants. New York's water rates are average, about 1.3 cents a gallon.
Back in the Bronx, Maria Munoz's unpaid water bills kept piling up, and she was afraid the city would cut off her water completely.
So she entered into a payment plan with the city a couple of years ago, an extra $100 a month to catch up, including 9% interest. But to keep up with those payments and keep her water from being shut off, she fell behind on her mortgage.
When we visited her over the summer, she was fighting her lender's attempt to foreclose on her condo. As I left, I complimented Maria on the plants she's growing in a narrow strip of dirt in her front yard. Peonies, ricaito, beans. They were looking a little wilty, though.
Yeah, porque no la estoy mojando. No, con el agua que ha caído, yo no la he mojado esa.
She told me they only get watered when it rains. Maria's story, at least, has had a happy ending. At the last minute, she was accepted into a state program that helps New Yorkers cope with their mortgages. She's paying off her mortgage and her outstanding water bill.
That was Kat Aaron and Matthew Sherman of WNYC. That story was edited by Deb George. Check back with us next Tuesday for another podcast. So, how are we doing? Come on, let us know what you think of the show. Things we're doing well and things we could do better. I know that you love the host. You can say that. Take a 5-minute survey by heading over to surveynerds.com/reveal. That's surveynerds.com/reveal. And you can always find the host and the show, Reveal, on Twitter and Facebook. Our lead sound designer and engineer is my man, Mr. Jay Breezy. Jim Briggs. Our editorial director is Robert Saliday. Our head of studio is Krista Scharfenberg. Suzanne Reber is our executive editor, and our executive producer is Kevin Sullivan. Support for Reveal is provided by the Reva and David Logan Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. Reveal is a co-production of the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX. I'm Al Letson. And remember, there is always more to the story.
Support for Reveal comes from Odoo. What is Odoo? Well, Odoo is an all-in-one management software with apps for every business need. Odoo has apps for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between. And they're all in one easy-to-use software. And the best part about Odoo? All Odoo apps are integrated, helping you get things done faster and more efficiently. So when you think about business, think Odoo. To learn more, visit odoo.com/reveal. That's odoo.com/reveal.